Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The noble gases, helium and neon in specific. A news item. There is a global helium shortage right now. Helium, a non-renewable element in Earth's crust, is running out. To help me understand how we can be running out of something that we can't recreate once the Earth was made, that's how much helium we have, I welcome Robert Rolfing. Robert and I I've spoken before about helium as critical, but more so now than before because of geopolitics, Robert will explain. The company is Desert Mountain Energy Corporation. It's traded in the U.S. at DMEHF and in Canada at DME. Most importantly, the U.S. has been in possession of a helium storage facility, but it's moving into private hands, and what is to be done? Robert, a very good evening to you. I want to get right to it. Helium is used for medical. Helium is used for very careful technical. And the technical is where we run into geopolitics. What is helium to Intel? What is helium to TSMC right now? Why does it make helium part of the national defense? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you, John. Yeah, when you look at Taiwanese semiconductor, TSMC and Intel, in the when they're trying to manufacture the 3 nanometer wafers, they require both neon and lots of helium in that construction process for the wafers. And because in the case of TSMC, they're completing construction of a $40.9 billion plant on the north side of Phoenix. And earlier, back in May, the beginning of May, they announced they were going to slow down part of their construction and stall the opening by 6 months. And when they do open it, they only can get their hands on enough helium and neon to run the first plant at a third of its capabilities. Intel couldn't get enough over here. And they've been longtime employers here in Phoenix, Arizona, in Chandler, Arizona. And they announced the end of June that they were going to be building 2 new plants, not here in Arizona, but in Tel Aviv, Israel. So it's not getting better. And with the federal government having gone out of the storage business, and there's just not as much being produced anymore either. And that's the other issue.
The TSMC and Intel are geopolitics because of the threat to Taiwan by the People's Republic of China. I know this seems like a long way to noble gases, but it's never more current. The TSMC plant is critical for the understanding of the very high-end exploration we call artificial intelligence and quantum computing. All of that, TSMC's products, the very small wafers, and Intel's and others, are part of the trade negotiations between the U.S. and China. The CHIPS Act is part of all of this, and at the base of it is helium and neon. Now we come to your work, Robert. You've been developing a portable system. How does it work that extracts helium from the western part of the United States?
Basically, what we start the existing plants that are out there for helium extraction have all been built. They go basically inside buildings. You have to have fixed features around, along with larger tanks outside. And what we developed was to be able to put it, the same equipment, downsize it, and make it to where it can be put inside shipping containers. And so then you can physically, as what we're about to show, is to be able to move the plant. You disassemble the outside, the hard piping, and you load the plants up because they were built to meet standards everywhere, all construction standards. So we're going to move that plant from Arizona to just north of Roswell, New Mexico.
there's lots of helium out west, correct, Robert? We're just not extracting it. That's why Intel and TSMC were interested to build in the Southwest. Why is the argument about the geopolitical argument about high-end chips not including the helium shortage? Or is it? Are they panicking in Washington?
No, it really is a feature of there's a distinct lack of, and part of the geopolitical has to do with Ukraine. Ukraine used to produce 73% of the world's supply of neon. Then Russia, when they were building Gazprom, was building a large plant, and that was, they've had fires and explosions. So that whole geopolitical aspect over there, it's so unstable. Then you have basically the majority of helium and neon have come from as a byproduct of natural gas production. As the United States has depleted the known sources of where natural gas, and they've gone more into shale gas. And the shale gas does not contain helium. And so it's that adds to the shortage.
What we're doing then is we're going away from the very process that is necessary for national defense. It's an argument. It's not hard to make, Robert. Are you hearing that argument from the senators in Arizona, the senators in New Mexico, the senators in Texas? There's helium in Texas, correct?
Yeah, there is. And in New Mexico, where we're moving this plant to, we were welcomed with open arms. We were actually contacted as soon as we did the press release. We were contacted by officials in different levels, and they're just, what can they do? Do they need to do anything to help us? And we said, no, the plant has already been built. The permits are already in place for where we're going. So it's more of a case of just disassembling from where it's at, taking it there. Now, we're still continuing with the geophysical studies in Arizona. And as we go forth with working with the state of Arizona for specific permitting on enhanced and stimulation techniques to really be able to produce the helium, then we'll be building another plant. That's one of the things, John, we really overbuilt this plant in the design. And so we probably would not need to build such a robust plant to come back to Arizona. But it proves it up where it can be, this is the first of its kind, to basically within 90 days disassemble, move, and reassemble a plant. It's unheard of.
Is it necessary to work within the bounds of the sovereign U.S., or can you travel overseas? Is there neon helium exploration going on in Central America and South America?
There is some studies done, and I've, in years past, I've done some studies and worked with a couple of universities, and there's other people that are continuing to work on those studies there, but it's all would be very rank wildcat. So you're talking where you'd have to do all the geophysics before you could even think about drilling a well. So you're really talking something like that is more like 4 to 7 years out. There's a few other areas that you can go to in Brazil, but it's not an area that lends itself to easy construction. And that's one thing why we were working with Beam Earth, another company, private company, is to, as we can develop things going forward, can we look at that? And our plant design could handle that.
Robert Rolfing is the CEO and executive chairman of Desert Mountain Energy Corporation, producing helium and neon. There's not enough of it right now to continue to build the plants TSMC and Intel need in order to secure the high-end chips for the 21st century. Traded DMEHF in New York. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.